Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. I was recently asked a question, should I do digital marketing? My response was, I don't know. It depends. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about bringing in more business, how to maximize your marketing. Over the last couple of weeks, I have had people come up to me spending thousands and thousands of dollars towards digital marketing, advertising with little to no results. And not only that, they're locked into 1 year, in some cases, 3 year contracts. And I'd be honest with you, I was very frustrated with that. That why are people doing this? Why are they getting snookered, lack of a better term, in getting into a contract to do digital marketing with little to no results? And for a fraction of the cost, they give me that investment and I can actually double the results. And I've proven that over the last 19 years. So I thought I'd dedicate this episode to the topic of marketing. I want to go into digital marketing a little bit. I am not a digital marketing expert, but I have coached a lot of agencies, digital marketing companies on the very topic. And so I want to be able to share some of those insights if you're considering it, because I still think it's very complementary to other marketing that you should be doing. But doing that alone, I don't know that's the best use of your time and or money. So let's jump into, as I understand, digital marketing. Digital marketing works effectively if, number one, you have a powerful website. And you have your speed pages are pretty fast. And you have keywords, meta tags, and some SEO built around it. And you're driving people to that website. And when they go to the website, that's very navigatable. And there's a call to action. And when you get that call, you have a script to follow through or go through to get them to buy from you. Was that quick enough for you? Let me say that again. If your website isn't maximized for SEO, keywords, meta tags, I don't know that you should be spending money on digital marketing. I spent $7,000 on Google Ads with little to no script, little to no ability to know what to do with those. I wasn't set up for success, but it was worth an investment. It was worth a try. I think what you should be considering, in addition to digital marketing, is traditional marketing to include maximizing your networking effectiveness, tapping into your current customers, and things like that. I want to back up a little bit. I've been asking myself, why does someone spend literally $7,000 for a 90-day program to get number one on Google, knowing, though, at the end of the 90 days, you're going to continue to have to spend money, which they were not told, to keep you on page Google, number one in Google. I think people are thinking about digital marketing because it's easier than going out and networking. It's quicker, so they think, than it is to build relationships. And I find the way digital marketing works is if you spend a lot of money over a long period of time, that's really when it's going to work. Disclaimer here for the digital marketing people listening to my recording, and I would love to have a conversation with you. I'm talking about the ones that are not so legitimate. The ones who actually are getting results for their clients, they are the exception to the rule. Those who lock you into a one-year contract, they are not. In fact, it's funny. I said to somebody the other day, why does someone lock you into a one-year contract? Don't they believe in the results that they can't do it without a contract? Just a thought, food for thought. I do digress. You can hear some of the frustration in my voice, but recently, over the last couple of weeks, I've had people spend thousands and thousands of dollars, get locked into a one-year contract, which I believe at the end of that contract, they will not get the results that if they were to give it to me or my team, we could double their results. So what would I do if you were to invest in us to help you to bring in more business? One of the first things that I would do is I work on your marketing message. Most people's marketing message is not magnetic enough for people to want to find out more about your business. So if your digital marketing agency who's looking to sell you does not help you with your marketing messages, then I would stop and not do it. I know several agencies that are great at that. I would love to refer you to them if you need help with developing your brand and particularly your marketing message. Reach out to me. I'll make that introduction to you. So that's the first thing that I would do to maximize my marketing, whether it's digital marketing, Google Ads, your Facebook ads, your website, or just traditional marketing face-to-face in front of people is your marketing message. Make it sweet and simple and short and sweet so that people want to know more about you. That would be the first thing that I would do. The second thing that I would do is figure out a target market that not only needs your services, want your services, but is willing to buy your services. I've talked about this in previous episodes where I find it interesting, frustrating when chiropractors say to me, a good referral for me is anybody with a spine, or somebody in cosmetics who says anybody who has skin. I'll be honest with you. I know many people have spines, will never use a chiropractor. I know many people have skin that will never use a cosmetic professional. And so that's not good enough. And one of the ways I figure out target markets for people is to analyze your database, analyze your current customers. The third thing that I would do is do exactly that. Tap into your current customers to be able to get business from them. You know, most people think they've tapped their customers completely out, but I find that you haven't. In fact, one of the things that I am doing now is I'm following up previous customers and clients over the last 2 years to check in with them, see how they're doing, and see if there's a need for my services. I'm not calling to sell them. I'm calling to serve them in hopes that they actually will buy or find out more about what we're doing these days. I want to pause to take a moment again to have you reflect on why you would even consider doing digital marketing or marketing in general. In most cases, it's to bring in more business and to get in front of more people, i.e. get more leads. But are you going to do it the simple way and very costly, or are you going to do it the long-term way very profitably? For me, I like to do the second part of that is build relationships over time, tap into my networks over time, tap into my current and past customers over time to make thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars worth of business to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of business. So this is more of a public service announcement that if you're going to do digital marketing, please have a couple things in place before you do that. Number one, as I mentioned, your marketing message. Number two, know the target market you're going after. The last thing you want to do is spend a lot of money on advertising to get the wrong people. You have to go through hundreds of leads to find five people who actually do business with you. And that's where they make the mistake, is not tapping into your target market. Next, I would want to know if you're going to do digital marketing or any advertising for that matter, what are you going to say when someone calls you? What are you going to say when you're talking to that lead? Do you have a script in place that talks about what their challenges are, what they're looking to accomplish, and how you can solve that? We call it the selling the seven C's, getting people to buy from you process. Next, if I want to maximize my marketing, I would want to be able to figure out how long it's going to take to get a result. The gentleman I just mentioned to you that spent $7,000 for a three-month contract to put his company number one on Google, what results will he get? Getting number one in Google that no one ever calls him? I don't believe they're giving him the results they're going to get. I don't believe they're promising the results he's going to get. And he's just going to be disappointed at the end of those 3 months. For me and my clients, if you were to give investment into our three-month program, the first month we would work on your money mindset. We would figure out why people don't buy from you and turn that around and get them to buy from you. The second month, if we're helping with your marketing, we're going to tap into your current networks, 2 to 3 networks, to find the 6 to 8 referral partners to refer you the kind of business that you want, the type of people that will buy from you. And then the last 30 days, the third month of the process, we're going to help you to manage the bringing in business and getting the work done process. It's not easy as you start to bring in the business, but so often people go down this digital marketing advertising campaign, and next thing you know, they don't have enough time to follow up on the leads, address the leads, send out proposals. They don't have a plan to be able to handle that kind of volume, even if they get that kind of volume. Or with our clients, we do. I just want you to, again, reflect as we come through the end of the second quarter. We just get through tax season. Some of you owe money, and some of you need to make money. Some of you made money and you're thinking about spending that money. All I ask is that you think about this wisely, get some expert advice, get promises with results. Don't just spend money, sign up a contract for it not to work for you. It's just been happening for the last couple of weeks that I thought I'd do this public services announcement and do an episode on that. What else can I finally share with you in my final thoughts in when it comes to maximizing your marketing? Is number one, we've talked about maximizing your message, figure out your target market. The last one would be your methods for bringing a business. I think that's the thing that's missing the most. When I work with my clients, my goal is to help them figure out 8 to 10 strategies that will help them bring in business based on their profession, their personality, and their comfort level. For example, I work with a lot of realtors over the years, and a lot of them do cold calling open houses. And a lot of times those don't work, or not that they don't work. They just don't want to make them work because it's not fun. The people in the real estate industry that I like to work with is helping them build their network, build their referral partners, putting on special events that people will actually end up wanting to find out more about their real estate services, whether that's title, closing company, mortgage, other people in the real estate industry. If I was working with contractors are great craftsmen that like to build a better business. I would teach the craftsmen how to tap into their current customers. If you're a good contractor and you have a lot of great five-star reviews, I would figure out a way to get that maximized so that I would get more business from that perspective. So ultimately, the more marketing methods you have for bringing a business that fits your personality, your profession, and your confidence, that's where you're going to get the business in the long term. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.